Ching ching, bling bling, let's cut the chatter. In today's episode, we look at the art of motivation, the warrior way. Welcome to the Tucci Talks Wealth, Health, and Everything Else podcast. I'm your host, David Tucci, an educator, a father of three. Join me as I take you on a funky journey through life, from a reckless young man to a humbled older man. Each week, I will offer different insights on my life experiences and the experiences of others and how that has shaped our present day realities. So let's begin our funky journey into improving our health, wealth, and you guessed it, everything else. Totally.
Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
No, because it's Monday and it's Tucci Talks time.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
And we love you all here on Tucci Talks.
And they're always glad you came.
I'm so appreciative you're here with me today.
You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same.
We're all having the same trouble.
You want to be. Everybody knows your name.
And welcome to Tucci Talks and to another Monday. I'm your host, David Tucci, and it pains me to say that there is no shout out this week. Maybe last week's song was a difficult one, but the answer to last week's crazy karaoke was I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats. Maybe the degree of difficulty was a little bit high, but this week is a layup. It was part of our cultural fabric in the 80s and 90s. I know some of the younger listeners are probably saying, I wasn't even born. It's all good. You'll have relatives that definitely know this tune. It is a no-brainer. So when you find the answer, email me, david@tuccitalk75.com. Find me on all the social media platforms at TucciTalk75. Let's get back to those winning ways. As for today, I'm really looking forward to providing some value with the episode. So let's get right into the recap from last week. Just give me 30 seconds while I figure out what I want to say. What did I learn from having Kenneth on the podcast last week? It seems as though it's as easy as saying, it's all in the mind. But sustaining that mental fortitude, super difficult. Why? Because it is. As Kenneth stated, it's the toughest endeavor he has ever undertaken. But there's so much value there. So he pushed forward, creating new habits, positive habits. And then the momentum created makes the endeavor sustainable. A big congratulations to Kenneth for having the stick-to-itiveness to overcome the obstacles he has faced and will continue to face. That's why you were such an inspiration, and that's why that lady, when you rolled your ankle and she saw you get up, that's why she went to you and said, thank you for being such an inspiration. It's time to introduce today's guest. I have known this young man for quite some time. He is a man that prides himself in providing people with an authentic experience in the world of self-improvement. He uses fitness as the training ground to help people uncover their truest potential of self-worth. From a rebellious young teen to a responsible father, he provides guidance and leadership to the many faces that cross his path. Always searching for his own self-improvement, it is his passion for wellness that drives him forward. His ability to be a great learner is what cultivated his ability to be a great motivator. I have had the pleasure of coaching this young man on the basketball court during his high school days. All of his life experiences, both positive and negative, has led him to becoming the successful entrepreneur he is today. I am very proud of this young man, so without further ado, Tucci Talks welcomes Corey Fernandez. Welcome to Tucci Talks. This, I'm sure, is going to be a little blast from the past, the trip down memory lane. But first, I want to share this, and I want to get your feedback, okay? So this is an excerpt from one of your deep-rooted, heartfelt Facebook posts. Quote, "Today is July 29th, and I just found out that I can reopen my business after 20 weeks of being closed. I'm not sure how I feel because I'm still processing it. I feel a sense of relief. I feel excited, but I also feel scared. Regardless of how I feel and my mixed emotions, I'm going to force myself to act," end quote. What was the motivation for that post? Do you remember that?
You're going deep from the start.
Right from the start.
Yeah, I remember it. I remember it like it was yesterday. So, you know, to give everybody context of that situation is, you know, I'm a gym owner in Mississauga right now. And obviously with Corona, like, things are crazy, right? With small businesses shutting down left, right, and center. And then add the fitness industry on top of that, you know, people are having a hard time, you know, going into gyms. So at that point, it was literally, I think you said 5 weeks it was, or 6 weeks. Or, no, actually more than that. It was 4 months. It was 4 months that we have been closed, I believe.
Yeah, so it was 20 weeks.
Yeah, so we were closed for that long. And basically, you know, every day you're thinking as a business owner, like, am I going to be able to provide for my family? Am I going to lose everything that I've built? Am I going to have to let go of my employees that trusted me, that, like, left jobs to follow me because I had a mission? So at that point right there, it was literally finding out that we can open. And it was basically like this reflection that I just had to get all the feelings and the emotion out, that, holy shit, I made it. Like, I survived one of the most difficult times in the history of business. And I just wanted to get all the emotions out and just put it in a reflection that one day, like, I could literally look back at that reflection. Even when you just said that right now, it made me emotional.
Right.
If I can get through that, I know I can continue to get through whatever obstacles I'm going to face with my business and life. So that was a reflection of, like, being able to finally reopen and continue to pursue my business again. So that was an amazing moment.
Yeah. And that was a huge reflection. I just took an excerpt.
Yeah. It was long.
So the title of this episode is The Art of Motivation, The Warrior Way. Training for Warriors is the business you run. Can you share a little bit about your business, how long you've been in business, and what does it mean to be a warrior?
Yeah, 100%. Like, I don't even, like, it's my business, but it's my life. Like, this is my blood, sweat, and tears that I've put into this. So it means more than that to me. But to give you guys an understanding, like, Training for Warriors, what we are, we're an adult group fitness program, right? We're not a gym, you know, like, we don't even call it a gym. We call it a dojo,
right?
But we're an adult group fitness program that who we specialize in helping is, we help, you know, busy working professionals. We help busy parents to just regain control of their health and their lifestyle. Those are the people that we, like, fight to help every single day. How do we, you know, get them to regain control of their health and their lifestyle? We get them to prioritize three things: their nutrition, which, if you look around in the world today, people don't know how to eat, but actually, I'm probably lying. People know what to eat, but they just don't do what they know.
Right.
Right. So nutrition is a huge thing that we need to address. That's what we do. Second thing, fitness, right? So we specialize in strength training, getting people to move and do it healthy, getting them strong, lifting weights, which people just don't do that anymore. And then lastly, which I think this really separates us from any other fitness program, especially in Mississauga and Toronto, is personal development. We are a personal development program that make people better human beings. We just choose to use fitness as a way to help them, right? So in a nutshell, like, that's what our program's all about. What it means to be a warrior, Tucci, man, I love that question. Like, every single person doesn't realize it, but they are a warrior. Like, when you wake up in the morning and you have to hit the alarm clock, you're getting up to battle. The battle you're going to is the battle called life, right? So whether I'm like the parent with four kids, whether I'm like the university, you know, student trying to make it through school, whether I'm the entrepreneur, you have to get up for the battle called life. So what we try to do with our program is we try to help you guys change physically so that can be the catalyst so you can change mentally and emotionally, right? So when people change physically, all the other areas of their life gets
improved.
Impacted.
Yeah.
Exactly. It gets impacted, it gets transformed. Now the person who was 50 pounds overweight, they have this new sense of confidence. They have this new sense of commitment. They can go improve the relationship with their spouse. They can go seek that career position that were they were always too scared to go pursue. And, you know, they could just have a better quality of life. So to me, that's what truly a warrior is. It's someone who pushes forward to go after the things that they want in life, even though, you know, fear exists. That's what a warrior is.
Okay, so then let's role play for a moment. Okay, I'm a potential client and I've heard positive things about your dojo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm battling. So I come in to see you and I'm battling some depression. I'm obese and I suffer from low self-esteem. How do you make me feel comfortable about being in your care?
Well, the first thing I want to do is I want to get interested in you. Usually somebody who's depressed, lonely, they don't feel like they have a coach. They don't feel like they have a support system. Those people feel alone. Right. So the first thing I want to do is I want to learn about you. I want to ask you questions. I want to be enthusiastic about you where it's like, hey, like Dave, like tell me about yourself. Like, what do you do for a living? You know, tell me about your kids. Tell me about your past. And it's like,
right.
People, when they meet with us, they're so like taken off guard how enthusiastic and excited we are to learn about them. Instead of you come in and you say, hey, Corey, I'm interested in your services. And I just sit down and say, hey, well, Dave, it's going to cost you $399 and $499.
Gotcha.
That's the last thing. The first thing I got to do is I got to be interested in you and show you how enthusiastic I am about helping you. So I don't know. One quote I always heard, Dave, is like, if you're helpless in your life and you want to change that, become helpful. So literally this whole process of becoming a coach is because I was at a point in my life where I was feeling helpless. I changed my mindset to become helpful and that has transformed my life. So every time I have the opportunity to literally sit down and meet with someone, I'm just trying to be as helpful as possible in that 30 minutes, that 45 minutes, in that hour meeting. And usually what happens is I deliver some type of value to them in that exchange. Yeah. And then they want more. They're like, man, this guy helped me in this 45 minute meeting for free. What else are they going to do if I sign up for this 12 week program or the 6 week program, or if I commit here for a year?
That ties in nicely with what I want to discuss about. Basically, you're trying to build a rapport and a relationship with the person first. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking a lot about authentic relationship building in being the key to happiness in a lot of the podcasts in the last couple, actually. And I want to share a quote with you and the listeners. And it's by Esther Perel, who is a Belgian psychotherapist. Quote, "Your relationships are your story. Write well. Edit often," end quote. Can you share the story about the first time we met and how our relationship was built?
We're going deep. and we didn't say people, but, you know, like Tucci's my coach, you know, like he's like a father figure to me. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't even know the impact that he's had on my life.
Could I interject for a moment?
Yeah.
I was asked before saying, you must give your guests the questions beforehand. And I said, no, I don't. It's organic.
Yeah.
So I just want people to understand that.
Yeah. But yeah, like, so this guy's had a huge impact on my life and he's been in my life for now, you know, I'm 32 years old. You know, he met me when I was 14 years old. Right. And the first experience that we had is, you know, I'm 14 years old. I'm leaving grade 8. I got long hair. You might not see it now. I had braids. Still got the swagger right now, but I thought I was the shit. And like, I was coming in there like, hey, I'm going to be the best basketball player in this school. And one of my friends who's a little bit older than me, who was, you know, he was a student of Tucci. And he is like, yo, come check it out. Come play some ball. You can meet some of the guys. And I was like, all right, let's go. So I showed up to the gym, you know, with my chest up, feeling super confident. And, you know, I meet Tucci And I'm like, this is the coach? Like, who's this guy? And then he's looking at me like, who the hell is this kid coming in here with his do-rag and who does he think he is? But basically it was a blessing in disguise because he got to see me play. You know, he got to see my work ethic. We just got that interaction. And then when I show up on my first day of school, he's my teacher, my geography teacher. So it's like, it was just like funny. It was like the right place, the right time. And I believe I had the talent to make the team no matter what, but I know that experience was a big reason why he saw something in me to be like, you know what? I got to put this one grade nine on this team of experienced grade 10s and 11s.
That's right. You were the only grade nine.
Yeah. So that's how our relationship started, and it blossomed to a really good coach and athlete, relationship, and now friends as well.
So you were considered by many of the basketball coaches as the unequivocal leader of the basketball team. As a young man, what did that mean to you? So going back, reflecting back, what did that mean to you at that time as a 15, 16, 17-year-old?
It meant a lot to me. Like, it was just something I was proud about. But, like, it meant a lot to me because I loved sports. Like, I loved basketball. Like, I loved football. Like, I couldn't even see how I would have got through school. Like, right now when I'm thinking about these kids going to school right now and they have no extracurriculars.
Right.
I don't know what I would do, but like basketball was and football was the thing that like helped me navigate through my life. And, you know, growing up as a kid, I didn't grow up, you know, with a father to kind of mentor me. I grew up with a single mom and, you know, I didn't get to play sports because we didn't have the money to do it. So it's like when I got the opportunity to play organized basketball, I wanted to make every opportunity, like take advantage of it. So I just wanted to win. And being the person I am that wanted to win and play basketball, I just naturally took that responsibility that if we are going to win, if we're going to be successful, I got to step up and be a leader. So I don't know. It was just something that like came natural to me and I loved it, like being a leader of the team and other people counting on me.
So did those experience kind of hone your skills and help shape your attitudes today?
Yeah, 100%. Like being on a team, working with different personalities. And I'll say like, I think I'm a great leader, but I made some bad decisions. Like I got in fights with teammates. And when I look back and say that wasn't a smart leadership move, but like those experiences taught me how to, you know, work with other people, you know, whether you're in a job setting, you know, or now when I have my own business, it's like, you got to learn how to work in a team.
Right.
Right. And then being on that team, one of the things that was great is actually learning from your coach, learning from you. You know, I maybe more than other kids would, but I paid attention to like the little things you would do, how you would be interested in us, how you would celebrate us, you know, when we did good things. So it's like that whole experience of being an athlete, being a part of a team, having to listen to a coach, having like commitments of practice or you don't play, having to get good grades, all those experiences has truly helped me, you know, be the man that I am today. And also, I think, you know, morph into being the leader and the business owner I am today.
So then you're, what would the 32-year-old Corey, father of two with another on the way in November, you said?
Yep.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So what would the 32-year-old Corey, father of two, soon to be three, tell the 14-year-old Corey that I was first introduced to? What advice would 32-year-old Corey have for him?
Whew, that's tough. That's a tough question. One thing I would probably tell myself is, Corey, you can't be anything you want. Okay? You can't be anything you want. So a lot of
Cannot.
That's what I'm going to say. And some people might listen to this and be like,
wouldn't that be the anti-motivation?
So hear me out. So because people get told this all the time. They get told, hey, you could do anything you want in the world. You can absolutely do anything you want. Just go put your mind to it. But then also on the other end, people say, oh, you can't do that. Like, what the hell are you doing? You think you're smart enough to go run a business? You think you're strong enough to do this? People get bashed. It's two extremes, right?
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is I would tell myself is, hey, Corey, you can't do anything you want, but you can be everything that you are. Right. And the difference is I don't have to be Tucci. I don't have to be that other business owner that I can see. What I need to be is the best version of myself. And if I see myself as, you know, a successful entrepreneur who's saving lives, who's having a great business, then I need to go pursue that and be that person. I think too many times we grow up thinking that we have to be what other people are, right? Or we have to be something because someone told you that, hey, you should do this. No, it's you need to figure out who do you want to be and then go live your life's potential.
Yeah, but that takes courage. I know a lot of people who are pursuing what their parents want them to pursue. I'm talking students.
For sure.
That takes courage. Mm-hmm. And so that's what you're saying you would tell that 14-year-old Corey?
Is to go be you. Like, explore you. Like, Corey, what are the things that you are passionate about? What do you love? Like, what would wake you up in the morning and you want to do it every single day? Not just be what people are telling you what you want to be. It's like, what excites you? And if you can find those, because really, like, people think you need so many skills and so many skills to be successful. You really need like one or two things that you are amazing at, but you actually love. It's called your unique ability, right? So if people spend more time on their unique ability and like pursuing who they truly want to be, like that's what life is about. Like that's when you reach your success and you reach your true potential. So I think for a long time, you know, I thought like I had to, you know, I had to be the football player. I had to be that successful football player because that's what, you know, I thought that was my only option. And I remember when I didn't become the professional football player, I went through a depression. I went through those struggles, but then I finally realized it's like, dude, you have more than just football. There's more in you and it's like on you to go pursue that. And, you know, that was a big turning point afterwards in my life.
Because you realize that football is not going to define you.
No, it's just one part of me.
Yeah.
Right? But there's so much more in me that I got to discover and use. Right. And that was just one piece of the equation of who I am.
So are there any particular failures that you have endured that have really left a mark? And how did those failures help you evolve?
Man, I like to say I'm relatively successful, but like, I think the only reason that I've done it is because I've also failed so many times and kept going. So like, if I just kind of skim through some stuff, man, like basketball, you know, like I've had epic failures in basketball. And like, this is as a high school athlete, expecting to win at a high level. And then you don't, but you learn from it. It makes you hungry. And I can honestly say some of the losses that I had in high school, that doesn't mean anything. They motivated me through my university career and through my professional career. And in university, man, like I went to a school expecting to compete for championships and it took 4 years till we made the playoffs. So think about that failure after every single year. Oh. I'm expecting to be an Ontario All-Canadian All-Star, not getting it. And then finally overcoming that in my last year, right? And then even, you know, in my professional career, it was like, hey, I want to become a professional athlete. Being told, nope, you're not fast enough. Sorry, you can't play at this level. Okay, that's one rejection. Then it's like, okay, I'm going to go to my backup job. What I went to school for is, hey, I want to become a teacher. I love teaching people. I love coaching. But then when I go to that being told, hey, sorry, you're not quite qualified or you're not going to fit, you know, what we're looking for a teacher. It's like, what? Are you kidding me? And then literally, you know, I remember like those were two failures that were like, I'm like, man, I'm not going to play a professional football. I'm not going to be a teacher. What the hell am I going to do? But really what was the blessing is in those no's, I started to figure out what else I can do. And I got creative. I started to believe like, you know what? I like fitness. I do like coaching, even though it's not teaching. And it directed me on a new path to find actually what I'm most skilled and great at. So basically to answer your question, Tucci, all those failures, they were just basically lessons. They were just valuable lessons to guide me to figure out what I'm truly capable of. And that's, you know, coaching and being a business owner that's helping save people's lives.
And there's no doubt in my mind that the listeners can hear the enthusiasm in your voice. And it's just great to see the kind of young man you've become. And it's like we said, I went to a coaching clinic with you that you invited me to. And the first thing that you have to say is five words. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
And that's so important for people to hear. So what are some books that you've read that helped shape your philosophy? Because I know you're a reader. Mm-hmm. And like you say, readers are leaders. Leaders are readers. Yep. So what are some books you've read?
And before I even give the books, I just want to say it's like, I'm a new reader. You know what I'm saying? Like growing up in high school, I never read a book. University, right. I never read a book. It's at this point in my life, I've had to evolve. If you want to continue to grow and be successful, you got to do what successful people are doing. So I'm just trying to mimic what other people are doing. And I realize is, hey, if I have more knowledge, especially specialized knowledge, that gives me more potential to take action. So I just sucked it up and saying, hey, you know what? I don't really like friggin' reading, but
right.
I do like being successful. I do making money. So it's like, I'm going to start doing it. So literally, I would say, Tucci, before this year, I maybe read 5 books in my life.
Right.
But this year, I've read over, I think, 25 books is what I'm on.
Wow.
But some of the books that like have made an impact on me, one of my mentors, he released a book this year, Martin Rooney, who you were talking about.
Yep.
He released a book called Coach to Coach. And it's basically, it doesn't matter if you're a parent, if you're a business owner, if you're a sports coach, it's just what are the philosophies of really like this whole call, like how do you motivate people to take action? So understanding those principles of coaching and how just by saying, I'm proud of you, just by being interested into someone, just by being positive, because you know, like you probably coached against these coaches. There's so many coaches out there that are bashing kids and always giving them a negative response.
Absolutely.
Where there needs to be more positivity, right? But that book has really had an impact on how I coach people. Another book, Million Dollar Success Habits by Dean Graziosi. That was another big one for me. And that book is just like, it's all about mindset.
You know,
one of the biggest things I got from that book is like, you know, what story do you tell yourself?
Isn't Dean Graziosi a protege of Tony Robbins?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
okay.
He was successful on his own, but like he got motivated by Tony Robbins.
Oh, okay.
But like, yeah, from that book, one of the things that truly helped me is the story. But this is a big thing that hopefully, because this is about motivation, it's what's your why? So have you ever got asked that question, Tucci? Like, what's your why?
Never.
I now, like ever since I heard this exercise, like I want you to do it because it changed my life. So basically the why is like, what's the purpose of what you're doing like in your life? So like if someone comes into my fitness studio, we ask them, okay, what's your goal? Then they sit down and they say, oh, I just want to like feel better. I want to lose weight. Then we figure out the number. It's, oh, I want to lose 50 pounds. I want to do this in a year. Then the most important question that we ask people that they always get stumped is why? Why do you want to lose?
Yeah, because that's going to sustain them.
Yes, because the why is the purpose on why you're doing it. The problem is with most of us, we don't know why we're doing something. We know why we don't want, you know, like, for example, if someone wants to lose weight, they know, I don't want to be overweight anymore. I don't want to feel like this, but you don't know why you want it. And if you don't, and basically your why, another, what I learned from this book, another reason for why, it's your vision. If you don't have a strong enough vision, you won't tolerate discomfort to change and to do all the hard work you need to get your results, right? And if someone doesn't have a clear why, they'll never figure out how to get what they want.
So if someone doesn't have a clear why now, that's okay, because they can evolve and figure it out eventually.
Well, I would say before they do anything, that's the first step, right? Like if right now if you're on this call and you're like, I don't know why I want to, you know, start this new job, then that's something that you got to figure out. And a great exercise to do that is really simple. It's 4 questions. It's where are you today? Like literally in your life, write out, where are you? How do you feel? Like that's the brutal truth of your situation right now. The next thing is, where do you want to go? Well, in 12 months, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to feel this way. And it's like writing it out as clear as possible.
Right.
Next, the next question is, yo, why do you want to do this? Why is it important to you? And then once someone pours into that, it has to go to like an emotional reason why. If you just say, oh yeah, you know, I just want to feel better. Oh, because of this, that's not going to drive you. Your emotions is what makes you change. People only do things based off of pain or pleasure.
Right.
So my main point is if you ask yourself, where are you today? where you want to go, why do you want to get there? If those three things are super clear, no matter who you are, you will figure out how to do it. The how is the easy part. What people need to figure out is why and where the hell do they want to go? That's the big thing. And that's what I got from that book that has truly given me vision on how to change my life.
I think you're going to get some new signups after all this.
Honestly, man, like I'm just so, first of all, I thank you for like even putting me on this podcast, because I know this is something you're starting and you're doing a great job and you're trying to build it. So this is, you know, you're taking a chance on someone like me, but basically I'm just so passionate about what I do, you know, and anytime I have an opportunity to kind of give that passion to someone else who might be hearing me, I got to do my part, you know, because someone might hear this and say, hey, I got to do my why. I got to do, you know, I'm gonna figure out where I'm going in my life. So hopefully that could do that for someone who listens to this.
Yeah. And basically that would be kind of like a therapy in and of itself for themselves to ask these questions. Yeah. And put in the work. You got to put in the work. And it, like, and you like said, it's uncomfortable.
Oh, it's the hardest thing to do, right? But yeah. It's something that like people never do, or we only do it January when it's resolution time. This is those exercises of getting clarity in your life. Is like, these are the things that successful people do every quarter, you know, every 6 months. It's like, just refocusing yourself on where you want to go. So those are two books for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to post that on the website, so people can go to the website and the links will be there.
Can I mention something, Tucci, about the books really quickly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even at, like, someone might have listened to this and they might say, oh shit, this guy read 25 books. Like, I can't do that. What I want to say, guys, like, my goal was to read 52 books in 52 weeks. I didn't do that. Like, I didn't have the discipline to do it. I couldn't accomplish that. But I heard this on a podcast recently. It's like, it's not how many books you read that makes a difference. It's what you execute with the knowledge that you get from the books.
Right.
So don't feel like you got to read all these books and then you didn't even take anything from it. What I want to do now is I want to take the few books that I have and I want to read them like 3 times, 5 times. So that way I really understand what's in that book and then I go and act on it. Because just because you took something and you heard it, if you don't do nothing with it, who gives a shit if you read 20 books?
Yeah, right.
You know, so just repetition is one of the best things you can do. So instead of thinking about how many books you need to read this year, maybe pick 2 books and just read those 5 times. And then that's really going to help you.
That's an excellent point to highlight that for people, so they don't feel like they fall short and they're disappointed. It's what you take from. Yeah. So if you've listened to this podcast, I always like to wind down with a game for our Guess What segment. So your game is going to be 30-second movie clips. I'm going to play the full 30 seconds so the listeners can play along as well. And I'm going to give you the year of the movie, and you're going to hear the clip, and we're going to see if you can get the answer.
The title of the movie?
Title of the movie.
Guess
what? This is 1992. Okay, ready?
Let's do it.
I've been around, you know. There was a time I could see, and I have seen boys like these, younger than these, their arms torn out, their legs ripped off. But there is nothing like the sight of an amputated spirit. There is no prosthetic for that. You think you're merely sending this splendid foot soldier back home to Argonne with his tail between his legs, but I say you are executing his soul.
I love that line. There's nothing worse than an amputated spirit.
Yeah, that's a good line.
That is such a good line.
Yeah, I gotta keep.
Do you know who the actor is?
No. Who's the actor?
Al Pacino.
Oh, how do I not hear that? Al Pacino, yeah. As soon as you say it, I'm like, I can hear it when he's like, so, like, yeah, that's Al Pacino.
Do you know the movie?
What movie is that?
It won Best Picture. So no, I'm sure there's listeners out there that are going, come on, Corey, come on.
Probably. I'm not the movie buff, no.
Scent of a Woman.
I never watched that ever. I was 4 years old, man. I was 4 years old.
All right, next. Here we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something.
Will Smith.
Not even me.
Yeah, let it play. 30 seconds.
All right. You got a dream? People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something? Go get it.
You want something, go get it.
Go get it. I love that movie. Yeah, I know it's Will Smith.
Yeah.
His son Jaden was in that.
Yes,
scene.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of the name right now.
You have it. You have it right there, man.
No, but I'm trying to think of the name of the movie. I can't remember the name of the movie, though. But it's the one where he's, you know, he has a son. They become homeless.
Yeah.
He goes through the yeah. internship, everything. Yeah, I can't yeah. remember the name, though.
Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness. There you go.
Okay, final one. Final one. Here we go.
Half a point.
Yeah, you got half a point for sure.
Yeah, permanently, if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
That's a speech right there. That's Rocky, baby.
Yeah, we ended strong. That is Rocky right there. So well done. These were like motivation, inspirational type movies that I tried to kind of drive home that a coach could be so important in someone's life, and just the right words at the right time could be enormous.
For sure. 100%.
So I'm going to end right now by, again, we started with that reflection that you wrote, and I'm going to end with that reflection. And I appreciate you coming on and sharing your story and giving your words of wisdom. And I'm sure the listeners appreciate it and they hear your enthusiasm. And it's always good. It's always good to give value and just help people learn just through our own experiences. Yeah. And that's all we're doing is just sharing. So I'm going to end with this. With every setback, there is an opportunity for a comeback. With every loss, there is an opportunity for a lesson. So you mentioned some of these throughout the course of this podcast, and I just want to kind of conclude everything and tie everything up nicely. One, when you feel helpless, become helpful. Focusing on helping others is a great way to help give yourself purpose. How do you feel about that?
That's my job. You know, like literally, you know, my life changed when I shift my gear on just like, how can I win? How can I win? What do I need to? How can I help this person change their life?
Perfect.
And in return, you know, people helped me. You know, they helped me have a business where I could provide for my family and like really change my life. So, you know, if anybody's, you know, struggling, if you're down and out, like put your mind and your skills, because we all have the skills, we just got to search for it, and really take your skills and shift it to how you can help other people. And it's truly a way that you're going to get the blessings in return.
Okay, next. Pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. You always have a choice.
Yeah. You're always going to be tested in life. Like literally, you're always going to be thrown shit your way. Like life is just a constant battle. You literally have the choice of, hey, am I going to sit in this pain and just let it kill me? Or are you going to make a choice that, hey, I'm going to take this pain, but it's not going to stop me.
Right.
You're going to fuel me to keep going. And I think that's what happens to too much people is we get bad things happen to us. But even when bad things happen to us, it's our choice on how we respond to those bad things, which will determine how quickly we'll win again.
Absolutely. But support is important too. That's been a theme as well about support, having that team behind you.
Yeah. And you know, surround yourself with people on the same mission, surround yourself with positive people. Like if there's people around you in your life that you just find like, man, these people are so happy. They're like, they're so passionate. It's like, get more of that people. Or it's like, if you have a mentor, if you see someone online, go seek out them. Like, one of the things that changed my life was I was fortunate enough to have Tucci in my life as a teenager. But as I became an adult, I needed a coach. I needed mentorship. And I found, you know, I invested actually. It wasn't even just fun. I invested my money to be mentored by someone. And that was a big change for me. That was the support that I needed to make changes in my life.
Okay. And the final one, you wrote 10 things, but I selected a couple of them. The final one, and we're going to end on this. A great person shows his greatness by how he treats people.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's easy to be the good person when things are good. You know, but when you're going through pain, when you're going through struggle, when you yourself don't have a lot, what's your true character? Are you still trying to give to others? Are you still trying to help others? Is your attitude still positive? Right? Like that's a big thing. It's like you can really tell the character of a man or a woman by, it doesn't matter how successful or lack of success they have, on how they treat people. That should not change.
Thanks for doing this, man. That was awesome. It really was. And it felt great just to sit down and speak and share your story.
Every time, man. Every time we talk, no matter what, it's always a memory lane. You know what I mean? We always have some good memories.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad I can come on here and, you know, provide some value. I'm going to ask you, when I start mine, you're going to have to come on mine.
Definitely, for sure. 100%. All right, brother.
All right, man.
Be safe.
Peace out.
Corey is a man that I would follow. Why do I say that? Because I trust that he would have my well-being at the core. That is a true leader. I really like the way Simon Sinek phrased the idea of leadership. Quote, kindness begets kindness. It's holding the door for someone, making a new pot of coffee, letting someone into your lane, putting others ahead of yourself. That is the practice of leadership, end quote. The practice of leadership. I love it. It seems it's a recurring theme. Everything seems to be practice. And that's what I get from Corey. He would put me first if I were in his care. And that's the true authentic feeling that you need to have. It seems like I'm always learning something on this podcast. And as far as next Monday's episode, it's going to be more learning. We will be exploring parenting during the pandemic, and I have the perfect guest. I work with this woman, so I know her firsthand, and she will bring the real story to anyone who's listening. She has 4 young children. Count them, 1, 2, 3. That's right, 4. I have no idea what she will share, but I know for sure she will have some stories. So I'm really looking forward to speaking with Maureen Chow on next week's episode. Please don't forget the crazy karaoke from earlier. It should be an easy layup for you. The song I chose should be known to almost anyone. Support the podcast if you're liking the content. Remember, if you'd like to be a guest on Tucci Talks, email david@tuccitalks75.com. Also, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, @tuccitalks75. That's it for me. Please be kind to one another. Practice leadership. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. And remember, make sure to always add, that's right, a little funk to your day. We'll be right back.